I'm Dodd Morris with Mission Network News. Indonesia's capital city is moving from Jakarta to Kalimantan, which presents a huge gospel opportunity. The transition announced last year is still in process today. Yandi oversees FMI's work in Kalimantan, and with the help of an interpreter, he says,
"We think that there will be many people coming to that main city from all parts of Indonesia."
FMI supports church planners in Muslim-majority countries. Christians here are usually poor, but FMI's help means gospel workers can do ministry and provide for their family at the same time. It's critical in seasons like this one. Please pray for courage and endurance as church planters make Christ known. And you may have heard about the world's first 66-book Bible translation in any sign language. It was published last month in American Sign Language by a coalition of deaf ministries. Today, Rob Myers of Door International tells about another ASL achievement, the chronological Bible translation.
The idea behind this approach is to take key narrative passages in Scripture, 110 key passages that break into three groups. Those passages are critical to understand not just how to be saved from sin, but even who we are as people and our identity, that we're made in the image of God.
Until now, most deaf people in the U.S. had no access or very limited access to God's word in their heart language. Please praise God for these important achievements and commit to praying for the work that remains. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Your continued support of MNN helps us keep bringing stories of the heroes of the faith and a voice for the voiceless. Please consider giving today. Look for the Support MNN tab at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.